Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Will Camilla be named Queen? Her son, Tom Parker Bowles, spoke to the Times and said, "I honestly don't know if Mum will be called Queen. That hasn't been decided. There are a lot of interesting Sky documentaries about that, I'm sure, but I honestly don't know if that's true." People reminds us the question of Camilla's future title has been debated since a press release was shared on the day of her 2005 engagement to Prince Charles, which said, "It is intended that Mrs. Parker Bowles should use the title HRH, the Princess Consort, when the Prince of Wales accedes to the throne." Despite this, it is now widely believed that Charles intends to make his wife Queen Consort in the days after he's crowned king, although nothing has been confirmed by Buckingham Palace. People also points out the palace also removed the question of whether or not Camilla will be queen from the FAQ on Charles' official website a number of years ago. While it remains to be seen how the idea of Queen Camilla will be received by the public, the consensus seems to be that Kate is a queen in waiting. Duncan Larcombe recalled to OK Magazine how William waited a long time to propose to ensure she was definitely ready to take on the scrutiny and duty that comes with being part of the firm. He explained, he knew she was more than capable, but wanted her to be really sure, hence the long courtship. It seems crazy now, but before the wedding, some people thought Kate was a little dull. There was a bit of, she's no Diana, and she's never going to be a style icon, but look how she's proved them wrong. She was never going to be a rock star, red carpet royal, but in the last 12 months post-Megxit, we've really seen the coming of age of Kate. She's really starting to look like a queen in waiting. A royal source says of Kate, behind the scenes, she is the glue holding a lot of it together. She's not one for drama, but more so the listener who will come up with a plan of action. Perhaps she will be the uniting force for the brothers to heal their divide. She wouldn't want things to carry on the way they are, despite the things that have been said. Kate has always enjoyed such a fabulous relationship with her own family. She speaks to her parents, brother and sister, all the time. So it's second nature, and she doesn't see why William and her children shouldn't have that as well. But will William be the final king? Writer Dame Hilary Mantel predicted that this will be the monarchy's last big era, telling the Telegraph, "I think it's the end game. I don't know how much longer the institution will go on. I'm not sure if it will outlast William. So I think it will be their last big era. I wish the Queen had felt able to abdicate because Charles has had to wait such a long time. I wonder if she's the only person who really believes in the monarchy now, and I'm sure she believes with all her heart." Meanwhile, US Weekly's Christina Garibaldi says, Charles is still very upset with Harry. She said, Prince Harry and Prince Charles did not resolve their differences when Harry returned to the UK. They barely communicated. Charles is still fuming about Harry throwing shade at him and the royal family in the big interview and won't let it drop. After the damage Harry has caused the family, he firmly believes that his son doesn't deserve the privilege of being a royal. Palace Intrigue will be right back. It has been reported that Kate Middleton and Prince William are trying to give their children a normal upbringing wherever possible, which means George and Charlotte aren't called Prince and Princess while they're at school. The children are simply George Cambridge and Charlotte Cambridge when at school. The Mirror reports Boris Johnson is considering spending £200 million on a new national flagship named after Prince Philip. The costly vessel would be tasked with boosting British trade overseas by mooring near international trade fairs, as well as hosting trade negotiations. A spokesperson said, "The Prime Minister has an exciting vision for shipbuilding in this country and is committed to making the UK a shipbuilding superpower. We are always looking for new ways to promote global Britain around the world, driving investment back to the UK and delivering value for money for the British people." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.